I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics, and it's Halloween time.
Yeah.
I'd like to do scary films. We agreed in the last few years.
I'm going to say this right off the bat, is that this is an incomplete list.
Oh, God.
Because I even look up, like, what are the horror movies that we should be watching right now? There are a bunch of great ones out there that I haven't seen.
I could open up with one that is multifaceted.
Yeah.
It's serious, satirical, and it's funny, and it's called The Hunt.
Okay.
I mean, that's Betty Gilpin at her absolute best.
Right.
A film that kind of turns around your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the liberals going after the conservatives.
Right.
And
so, right.
And it can be pretty gruesome,
mm-hmm.
but when you see Betty ripping through these guys,
yeah,
she is...
It does walk a nice, interesting line.
That's right.
You know? So yeah, that one's fun. Speaking of another one that upends expectations to some degree is The Invisible Man.
Oh, good one.
Which came out just before the shutdown with Elizabeth Moss in a sort of updating of the classic Invisible Man. In this one, her husband is this abusive guy, but he's a technological sort of magnate. He has developed some technology to make himself invisible. So she escapes from him, and then he stalks her.
And it's a use of advanced digital imaging and makes you almost a believer that it could be done.
Blumhouse does it on the cheap and ends up with a big hit. So that one's worth checking out.
Maybe my favorite, as scary goes, is The Platform.
And this... satire.
Oh,
right?
I know. Hundreds of floors of prisoners, two to a floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a platform that's lowered down with food. And the metaphor here, of course, is just way too good.
Yeah.
The halves and the top eat all the food. I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, you're mentioning the parallel to wanting to get toilet paper.
Right, exactly. It's a lesson everybody should, right? There's this political lesson there about when, you know, you're deprived of something, how do you, even though it's Spanish speaking, it feels uniquely American.
Boy,
in the concept that, hey, I'm going to grab as much of this stuff as I can before this platform goes down, right? Bottom level, no one's getting anything.
You switch floors every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on a bottom floor here and you're really bitter about what the halves are doing, when you get to a top floor, you do the same thing.
I got a 1-2 punch for you.
Yeah.
With the up and coming star Samara Weaving. She's a bride on her honeymoon
good
night.
One.
She's spending it with her husband's rich family, only to find out that they're all trying to kill her.
That's a good one. Yeah.
A darkly comic satire. But she also stars in something I think you can still see on Netflix called The Babysitter, which is a really fun, surprisingly competent, darkly funny horror movie about a kid finds out that his babysitter is a devil-worshipping serial killer.
So, well, a little headier would have to be, I mean, Jordan Peele had a good couple of years going on, and us, when you are looking at the enemy, and the enemy is you. These people are looking familiar.
It's us.
it's us. But also his Get Out.
He's interested in ideas.
Yeah.
He starts with the idea first and then explores the horrific nature of that idea.
Yeah.
So in some ways, Jordan Peele is after something a little higher, something a little safer, maybe more family friendly. Vampires versus the Bronx. A bunch of kids in the Bronx discover that vampires, this is a satire of white gentrification.
All right.
Right. These people coming into this neighborhood, buying up property. But the kids discover that it's vampires doing this.
Common life and not the horrific life. How about The Rental?
A nice little skewering of the millennials who use, Airbnb.
Right. So make sure before you do that you vet this whole thing, because something very weird can happen to you if you take a house somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't this great?
For sure. I got one last one for you. It's a movie called Swallow. Beautiful young woman, very quiet, soft-spoken, who marries this guy who's, I don't know if he's domineering, but certainly he's controlling. And in order to regain control of her own life and her sanity, she starts swallowing little bits and pieces. She develops pica, which is the disorder that you eat things.
Okay.
So she's swallowing nails and tacks and bits of glass. A smart horror film, how we cope with maybe situations in life that we'd rather not be in.
So that's pretty much where we are, I guess. Bringing it, as Cinema Classics always does, bringing it down home.
Mm.
Doesn't have to be blood and guts and decapitations, right?
That helps.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.